Russian President Boris Yeltsin has returned to the Kremlin following a two-day rest. He appeared in public today for the first time since his inauguration earlier this month when he looked unwell. Yeltsin took part in an interview with Russian reporters in his Kremlin office. He looked much improved and spoke on a range of issues. But while Yeltsin's appearance put to rest rumors that he was dead or hospitalized, his comments did not clarify the confusion over Chechnya. NPR's Anne Garrels has this report.
President Yeltsin's national security adviser, Alexander Lebed, halted the military bombardment of Grozny due to start this morning and spent the day in a Chechen village poring over maps with the rebel chief of staff negotiating a truce. But Yeltsin expressed dissatisfaction with Lebed's performance. One should remember that Lebed constantly promised to solve the Chechnya problem if he had power, he told reporters. Well, continued Yeltsin, he now has power, but unfortunately no results can be seen as far as Chechnya is concerned. That seems to depend on what results you want. Having given him the power to resolve the Chechen crisis, President Yeltsin then issued a decree last weekend defining what Lebed should do. He ordered him to restore Russian control over Grozny, while at the same time maintaining peace talks, two seemingly incompatible goals. Russian generals took this decree as an invitation to bombard Grozny and oust the rebels who had so humiliated the Russian military. Lebed protested, arguing a military operation in the city would lead to unnecessary bloodshed, an expansion of the war, and a burst of resentment at home and abroad. He went down to Chechnya and stopped the all-out assault, and after two meetings with the rebel chief of staff, the two sides agreed to pull back from battle lines in Grozny. The city is to come under joint control as a first step to an overall ceasefire in Chechnya to start Friday. Lebed told reporters this is the first stage to signing a political deal which will sort out the root of the conflict, the region's future status. Lebed said he will come back with a draft agreement in 2 days. He gave no details of the planned deal, but he's hinted in the past it should include Chechen self-government, but something less than complete independence. Lebed said he's ready to face criticism in Moscow for a deal which many could see as national humiliation. The criticism has already started pouring in, first from Yeltsin, and then from Moscow's puppets in Chechnya, who call it capitulation. Yeltsin's dissatisfaction certainly cast doubts on Lebed's peace process, the merits of which will undoubtedly be fought out in the press and in parliament. But Yeltsin has not said what he specifically wants instead. Yeltsin showed today he is not at death's door. As to rumors circulating about my possible trip to Switzerland, a reference to a Time magazine story that Yeltsin planned to have bypass surgery there, the president said, I can't go there, as there are serious problems here which should be solved. But if not seriously ill, Yeltsin's behavior on Chechnya is bizarre, or, in the words of human rights activist Sergei Kovalyov, monstrous. I'm Anne Garrels in Moscow.